Guys, thank you for your time, and thank you for I'm Still Here, Walter Sales and Fernanda Torres. It must be wonderful and yet intimidating, perhaps, to finally have this film out, Walter, for you, after so much time and effort and years put into it.
Yes, you know, when you start a project, you always think that it's going to, you know, find its way rapidly, but then certain films don't, and it's I realize with this one that it's for the better, because you have, you know, time is not a luxury, it's a necessity sometimes, and we were dealing with so many factors here. We were telling the story of a family through 4 years through, you know, 40 years of Brazilian life, and at the same time we're telling the story of the country during those four, you know, 40 years. So we needed a time to decant it, and interestingly, the timing now feels so right. You know, the film came out in Brazil 4 weeks ago, and the public came to actually and embrace the film, to see its own reflection on, you know, on the large screen, and that hadn't happened since the beginning of the pandemic, you know, and it also converged with the fact that politically, you know, part of the country was again considering the possibility to steer to the extreme right, and so the film kind of ignited a debate that I think was necessary. So it's the timing ultimately was right.
Fernanda, you came into this project, I wonder, did you come knowing this story? Did you come already being quite passionate about this story? I imagine so.
Well, I know the story. As soon as the book was released, I ran to read it, because I know Marcelo for a long time. I was one of the young girls who read his first book about his accident, who was totally in love with Marcelo. I discovered the first time Eunice through that book as the mother of Marcelo. I knew that he had lost his father in this horrible situation during the dictatorship, but I never knew the details. So when he released the book, I ran to the bookstore and read it like a mad reader. But then, and I knew that Walter was going to do the movie. My mother was already in the project, and I thought I was not at the right age for Eunice, and I was doing a lot of comedy. I don't know. I never thought Walter would invite me again to be his partner, as we were in foreign land. But then he invited me, and since then, I mean, I spent like a year in Eunice's shoes, and she teaches me a lot about dignity, about intelligence, about femininity, about mother. Motherhood. It's motherhood, yes. I mean, she's a great human being that never wanted to show off or to be recognized by what she did, but now it happened through this film, and our fight, no, Walter, was all the time to be faithful to such an incredible woman and family.
You've done an amazing job, Walter, putting together Rio from the early 1970s. I could feel it. I could smell it. I could taste it. And I haven't had the pleasure of even being there in the 2000s or even the 1970s, but I totally escaped. And that's what wonderful movie makers are all about. You have achieved that, Walter, and congratulations. Where do you begin with that process? I mean, you have wonderful talent like Fernanda. You have the wonderful cast. You have the story. You know, there's no doubt this story is brilliant, but you put it together in this beautiful way. How did you get the sights and sounds and even the terror part of this film, you know, without trying to give too much of the story away. I want people to experience it, but there's a lot of dirtiness and scariness as well. You've captured everything.
Well, thank you, Clint. You know, the most important factor, I think, was to remain faithful to the memories that I had from that period. And part of them were linked to this family at the heart of the film, because I knew them personally. And I was enamored by them, you know. There was a sense of immediacy in that family. There was there was an affection, you know, that expressed itself so freely. And I felt invited into that family, and therefore I tried to extend that invitation to the spectator, you know. And the way to do that was to try to find back the immediacy at the beginning of the film, you know, the joy that emanated from that house, the constant music, the body language of the characters, you know, the fluidity of movement within that house. All of that was very tactile, and this is why we shot on film. We shot chronologically. We incorporated Super 8 to give a sense again of imperfection and immediacy and livingness to things, you know. And ultimately, we fought to keep, I would say, not only a dramatic structure alive, but a sensorial layer also alive throughout the film. Yeah, well, and this is what amazing.
I mean, like, I wanted to be at those parties. I wanted to be on that beach. You really got all the pressure points and touch points. Fernanda, I wonder, did you steal anything from the set? Because I would have stolen almost everything.
The clothes. I would love to. But the shoes, Eunice's shoes, I was like begging to have one of her shoes. I was on her shoes for so long that at the end I got the shoes.
Yeah, you got the shoes.
But you know, a lot of things from that house, for instance, Sergio Rodriguez, Molly, the furniture, I had it in my house.
Wow.
That's like the best Brazilian design furniture that we all fight to have in Brazil.
How do you feel about the prospect of going to the Academy Awards with this film, Fernanda? I mean, that is a lot of talk at the moment. How do you feel about this prospect?
It's a very tough year. I mean, we're very glad today because we got the nomination for the film and for myself in the Golden Globes.
Yes.
Yesterday, the LA film critics, I'm telling it because it gives you an idea of how tough this year is for an actress. Of course, I would like to, 25 years later, go there with Walter with a nomination and, repeat what happened with my mother. But it's a very tough year for actresses. And for you to have an idea, the LA critics yesterday, gave the first award to Marianne Jean-Baptiste and Madison from Anora, and then Demi Moore and me were like the second,
the run-ups.
And in an award that is, it mixes actors and actresses.
Yes.
And the actresses are so strong this year that the men was just, they were all kicked out.
Girl power, so, we call it girl power.
This year, for the nomination, to be fair, there should be like 8 nominations at the least. So I don't know if I'll make it, but the film is a miracle already. You see, we're so glad and we have been working so much for that. And I mean, that's, I could be one of the children of that film.
Yeah.
My house was that house. I had to those parties. I have been to those parties. I have ride in those cars in that beach. So just to a film so truthful to the taste of Brazil and to our history. We're already so glad about it that whatever comes will come.
You know, Clint, when you do a film and when it's launched, it's like entering into the sea, you know, and then the currents take you somewhere.
Well, these currents are only going to one place, I feel. You've done amazingly well, both of you, Walter, Fernanda. I hope we see you with some gold statues in your hand at some point in the new year. And even if you're runner-up, Fernanda, being runner-up with someone like Demi Moore is not a bad thing at the end of the day, you know?
My brother was like, tell her that I spend a lot of time thinking about her, my life.
It's a nice company to be in.
And Clint, send a picture of
I
you so
will.
I can
I will send
imagine your
one to Rob
face.
so you can imagine me and you can feel me now. Thank you so much. I honestly, it's a story that needed to be told. You've told it so wonderfully. You've done your country proud as well, Walter, when you think about it like that. You're an amazing filmmaker. It's an honor and privilege to talk to you. And Fernanda, thank you for bringing it to life.
Thank you very much,
Thank you,
Clint. It was
Clint.
wonderful.
It's
Yeah,
done.
thank you for making this, incredibly inspiring.
Well,
Thanks, man.
it's an honor. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.